Moncrief on News Talk.
Now that what we call the summer has arrived in Ireland, many of us will be staying in hotels both here and abroad. And if there's one truly illuminating way of rating a hotel, it is by the breakfast buffet. A mathematician in Oxford, Dr. Tom Crawford, claims he's come up with a formula to maximise guests' enjoyment of that morning meal, including what time you should arrive at and what order you should eat your food in. The culinary consultant and TV chef, Aisling Larkin, thinks he's completely wrong. Good afternoon, Aisling.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So we should run through first what Dr. Tom recommends you should do. He says you should arrive at 17 minutes past 8 and have a piece of toast, a portion of eggs, a helping of beans, two rashers and two sausages. Then 16 minutes later, you've really wolfed that one down, have two slices of smoked salmon, two servings of fruit, a pastry, a yoghurt and a bowl of cereal, and you're out the door at 2 minutes past 9. Jeannie Mac.
It's pretty intense timetable.
That is. My God, that's there's nothing relaxed about that at all.
There's not. And I have to say now, I'm all for like organized, you know, relaxation and fun and a bit of strategy around the breakfast. But there's a couple of things that I kind of disagree with on Professor Tom, unfortunately, I suppose. The first one is the order. I don't believe that you should be starting with the hot food at all. Oh. And then moving on to the cold food. Like, I am this self-proclaimed queen of a good quality hotel breakfast. It's one of the greatest joys in life. I adore it. But I would have, like, rather than two plates that our professor in Oxford would suggest, I suggest five smaller little courses. I definitely think we need more time than 45 minutes.
That's, and would you go up and down five times, Aisling, for the various things?
Oh, I would. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Good one.
Yeah, a bit of etiquette. You want a clean plate every time. You want to make sure that when you're finished your plate, you leave it. You know, you go and you start again. So I would start. I think is really important. And I know the professor in Oxford had suggested starting at 8:17 in the morning. He didn't specify in the report why he said that, but potentially it's maybe to make sure that there's an excellent selection of food, you know, to give the hotel a chance to get everything out and ready. But rather than just rolling out of bed and coming straight down to the buffet, I like a little bit of movement, a little walk, I think, first. Build up a little bit of that appetite for 30 minutes. Because, I mean, you know, if we're going to do it, let's do it right. So I think that's important before we ever start. I think picking the right table. You want to have a table with a nice view, not too close to the buffet, but not so close that you're walking a half a mile to get to your food.
Yes.
And then in terms of five courses, I love to start with a little warm herbal tea, maybe the newspaper. Then we'll go with some fruit, some yogurt. I always try and add in a little bit of seeds. Freshly squeezed juice is essential. Has
to
be really
that's a killer. I want to move out immediately if they give you concentrate. That's such an insult.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really bad. Or if there's only two choices, orange and apple, that's not good enough anymore. You want some beautiful, and even a couple of smoothies, maybe cold pressed juices if you're going really fancy would be nice. Mm. Then I like to move on to a continental style plate, smoked fish, maybe a couple of cheeses, meats. And again, like I think particularly in Ireland, if you're doing it well, what I would be advising is always, it's about provenance of food. It's about terroir. It's about allowing your guests to explore the region that they're in. You know, maybe it's down in the Burren. Maybe it's up Northern Ireland. Maybe, you know, it's the East Coast. What cheeses do we have? What fish do we have? What meat do we have that are coming from Irish artisan producers that are seasonal, local, fresh? I think that's really important.
Yeah. Okay. I imagine, though, the fellas, you know, doling out the sausages of a morning won't really know much about the terror of the rashers or anything.
You see, we've local butchers, though. Small local butchers would be great for that if our local hotels could hook up with them. I think that's a really good strategy. Full Irish then. I mean, like he's talking beans, two rashers, two sausages. I mean, do we need two rashers, two sausages? Maybe we could go one rasher, one sausage. The eggs. I think the eggs are a big thing. Poor scrambled egg is another thing that just upsets me deeply.
Yeah. Now, you see, on that point, I must say, if I'm in a buffet situation, I'm not going to say I'm going to have anything from that station. I'm not going to say what time I'm going to have it on because I'm watching. Because there's nothing worse than when you go up and half the trays are empty and you can see the scrambled egg. This is the ends of the scrambled egg. You're waiting for the fresh batch to come in.
You are. See, you've got strategy as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Then you go dashing up and elbow people out of the way to get the good stuff.
No queue skipping. Very frowned upon. I think we will do our hot breakfast then. So that's kind of course four. And then course five, I mean, you can't finish without a really lovely pastry. gorgeous cup of coffee. Again, I think that's really important. And I mean, if there was a little homemade scone, or like the difference when you go somewhere and you see something a little bit warm out of the oven, that's even a little bit homemade, I think, as opposed to just your classic croissants and pain au chocolat and all that, can be really lovely. It's an extra little touch.
Kind of a breakfast dessert.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's setting you up. Breakfast, the most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
Setting you up for the day when you're on your holidays.
Then you
don't have to eat till lunchtime or late lunch.
Oh, God, or maybe that evening. Because a lot of the time when you're in the buffet and, you know, it's all you can eat kind of thing, people would tend to eat probably more than they would for a normal breakfast.
So, for sure. Yeah, I think we have that tendency, don't we? It's the mindset of getting our value for money, by all accounts, is definitely something that kicks in. And even from that mindful eating perspective, it's kind of important to, I suppose, that word of discernment, because when we are on holidays, you know, you can overindulge, and you don't want to do that, but you want to kind of, you know, do an overview and kind of go, what are the lovely things that I really, really enjoy here? And like I said, rather than maybe two rashers and two sausages and two pieces of pudding, maybe have one of each, you know, and that allows a little bit more room for something else that you enjoy as well.
Yeah, and I see our listeners already, I was going to ask you about this too. Someone says, I usually snaffle away a pastry or a scone in a napkin and bring it back to the room. You see loads of people do that, but everybody acts like they're carrying the crime of the century. You've paid for this. You're perfectly entitled to do it. It's okay.
I know. Some places are more strict than others about hiking out. I think as long as you don't turn up with a Tupperware container, you're all right.
I think you're grand then.
Be discreet.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, though, at the same time, a lot of hotels, anyway, in Irish hotels, anyway, that the buffet is kind of much of a muchness. Like, would it be, you know, in your experience, the odd place you might go to where that breakfast isn't maybe a buffet breakfast, it might be a breakfast that's served to you and it's a cut above that?
Like, I think what makes it the cut above is, it's like the cooking techniques, for sure. You know, you want everything to be clean. You don't want this greasy plate. You know, you want simple presentation, everything simply done, but done well. And then I think, you know, if you're going for maybe like, a local B&B, a smaller hotel, a guest house, tapping into that provenance, the artisan product, the local producer, maybe the local honey, maybe it's just a simple loaf of homemade brown bread that, you know, somebody in the guest house has made and that's put out to share. And I think those things are really, really lovely. If you're going high end and you're going maybe, you know, a luxury hotel, you know, the lovely things there are your things like fresh, you know, a full ham out, and you can carve freshly sliced ham yourself, fresh juice bar, smoothie bar, in the omelette station, or, you know, when you go in, you see the big ice buckets and they're full and there's bottles of champagne and Prosecco and you can just have a little glass of champagne at breakfast as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some of the really nice touches as well that I think if you're going luxury. Absolutely. another big walk, Sean. That's why we walk a lot on holidays, yeah. Just to work it all off.
And so in Ireland, would you have any memories of a particularly delicious breakfast?
Oh, there's a couple from Ireland and from abroad. I remember years ago we were in MacNean House.
Nevin Maguire's place, yeah.
Yeah, Nevin's. And Nevin does this porridge, but it's so creamy and it's so rich. And then you get this little drizzle of like Irish mist whiskey over the top. And it's kind of next level. It's just a little touch. It's a little Irish, but you kind of go, wow, this is special. This is not my normal Monday morning porridge that I'm having. And that's what you want. You want your guests to feel a little bit of service, a little bit of hospitality, like they're being really well looked after. And I think, you know, when you kind of do that for people, it's really nice. But there's also places, Sean, that you go that are, you know, so kind of, you know, like, back kind of little alley, small off the beaten track places that you can find. I remember actually on my website, aislinglarkin.ie, I have a foodie guide to Lisbon. And we found this beautiful little place. It was called Melbourne. They had the most amazing homemade banana bread with this little sprinkle of sea salt on top. And it was just something so simple, but that and a cup of coffee. Oh my God, I'm still, you know, you still think about those foods. So it's those little, I suppose, homemade, done well, can be really lovely.
Yeah. How long were you waiting to get into MacNean House?
Oh, I think it was years ago, but we were definitely on it. We were definitely a 6-month list for sure. Oh,
yeah, because it's about 2 years now. The people are going now. The kids will be doing the leaving cert, so in 2 years' time, and you know, maybe we can go then and that kind of stuff. Genie Mac.
But isn't that the thing? And I suppose, look, there are places like that that are doing it really, really well. And particularly, you know, when we, like, because, you know, I'm down here in Waterford and we, you know, we hit that list of top, you know, places in the world to visit this year on the New York Times and all that. So there is opportunity when we are bringing in those international tourists to allow them to celebrate our culture and our food. And it doesn't have to be all pomp and ceremony and fancy, fancy. But I think if you're doing those simple things right, you're celebrating the local producers, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. And, you know, setting somebody up with a good breakfast for the day, there's kind of a generous spirit about it, isn't there? You know, and it's a real cornerstone of hospitality as well.
Yeah. And I, also when you're abroad, sometimes, you know, you're put in a situation where people don't, you're not going to get the kind of standard breakfast you'd get here or in Britain, and you kind of have to roll with that, and then you can make all sorts of interesting discoveries of, oh, people eat these things for breakfast, and actually that's lovely.
Yeah, like Turkish breakfasts are fabulous. They do them so well in Cyprus, Turkey, where they kind of do, you know, like a meze style breakfast where it's scrambled eggs with, you know, tomato through the scrambled eggs, or shakshuka, or you've got beautiful kind of labne and yogurt with scrambled eggs, chili oil on top. You've got your, you know, baba ganoush, your hummus, your breads, you know, your olives, your dips, your cheeses. So it's that real kind of continental style. But, you know, even the tea, you're drinking like a lovely chai or a black tea. And it is so important when we go away to, I suppose, allow yourself to experience some of the local delicacies and the local food, because it's all part of travel.
Yeah, actually, the black tea in Turkey is really lovely.
Delish.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you didn't mention it. And neither did Dr. Tom there having a cup of tea for the breakfast. That would be a deal breaker for me, I must say, if I couldn't have me tea.
Good cup of tea is really, really important.
Yeah.
So you could have a cup of herbal tea, then a cup of tea, and then a cup of coffee to finish. You'd need at least 5 libations to go with each 5 course, I think. Like I said, I like to make a good strong effort at breakfast every morning.
A good strong effort, and then maybe a couple of Bisonol after that. Aisling, thanks a million. As ever, that was the TV chef and culinary consultant, Aisling Larkin there. One texter says, a good breakfast is the making of a hotel. After cleanliness, it's the thing I rate most about hotels. Yeah, and I'd agree with you, because often if you're only staying the night, it's the last thing you're going to remember about it. So you think the hotel would have that in mind. They want you to go with the best possible impression of them. Someone else says, I always have a 3-course breakfast in hotels. I start with fruit, with yogurt and granola. Then you have a little bowl of cereal. Who doesn't like a bowl of cornflakes? And then whatever fresh eggs are in the menu, like poached or boiled. I never go near the hot plates. With dry sausages, overcooked rashers and those awful scrambled eggs. Well, I know. But if you time it properly, you can kind of get, you know, reasonably good stuff. Where is this professor from? He's a savage. He is a savage because that's a fairly big breakfast. And also, you know, scoffed down in the first section was 16 minutes. Whatever about your hot or cold food, it's all about the tea. Barry's, Lion's, Loose Leaf? Or is it some kind of bland breakfast tea that tastes of dandelion? Well, that's not tea at all, in my book. Someone else wonders, so is our famine hangover officially over in this country? If we're quibbling over the minute details of what constitutes the ideal hotel breakfast, I imagine so. I would think we can, you know, safely move past that. One thing that ruins a breakfast is those miniature glasses at the juice counter. They're like the ones that come with a cough bottle and hold a mouthful. Bad sign when they skimp on a bit of juice, says Greg. Yeah, completely agree with that. Do you even see those as much anymore? I don't know. But yeah, it's really annoying when you see those things. Anne-Marie says, why does every hotel have only teeny tiny glasses for the orange juice? Standard carry on in the morning after a wedding. It's to down one immediately, pour another. That's gone by the time you get to the table. And trip number 3 is the one that lasts until the pot of tea arrives. Because what you could do is bring a tray and then just fill up 4 glasses and bring that down with you. And I know it's annoying, but you'll at least get the same effect. I'll do what I want for breakfast. You're not the boss of me. Absolutely. That's the whole point. This is just people sharing their opinions and their feelings about what is a very important subject. Cormac says, stayed in a hotel during the COVID restriction. Instead of a self-service buffet, you had to tell a waiter what you wanted from the buffet table. I probably ate about 1/4 of what I usually would at the buffet due to shame. That's interesting because, yeah, you would. Because if it's just a buffet, you can be up and down as much as you want. But if someone's taking an order, you'd be a bit more restrained. Paddy says, in Disneyland Paris, The hotel had boxes of serviettes open at the breakfast table because it was expected that everyone would make sandwiches before leaving for the park. Everyone did it. That's very good. Fair dues to Disneyland. Now, I've no doubt Paddy paid through the nose for that.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.